Finally today, Gatto Barbieri was a cool cat. And it wasn't just his sunglasses and trademark fedora that made you think he had nine lives. It was actually his slinking from club to club in his native Buenos Aires, scooping up late-night jazz gigs that earned him the nickname that stuck with him for the rest of his life. That life ended on Saturday at the age of 83. Considering Gatto Barbieri was Argentine, it's a bit surprising that the most overt take we got from him of Argentina's most iconic music was in a movie, Last Tango in Paris. Got a semi-raunchy sax there from Last Tango in Paris. Last Tango was the way many obit writers reminded us of what Gatto Barbieri did, but that doesn't give you his full genius. In part, he was selected to score the music and perform on the Last Tango soundtrack because of the way he reinterpreted jazz through a Latin lens, taking the Charlie Parker obsession with Latin jazz in a new direction. And in Gatto's mind, that new direction had no limits, as he showed in 1977. That's Gatto Barbieri doing his thing over Carlos Santana's guitar on the classic Europa. Both Europa and Last Tango in Paris make it clear that Gatto Barbieri brought a sexiness to a lot of the music he made. To cop a phrase from the jazz songbook, Gatto Barbieri led a lush life. We'll leave you with a track from Last Tango that he composed and plays on. It's lush, it's tango, it's jazzy, it's total Gatto Barbieri. Tip of the fedora to the late, great Gatto Barbieri. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios here at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. We'll be back with you tomorrow.
Public Radio International.